T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Kids need to be with other kids. They need to be back in school. They need to be with their teachers. They need to get on with their lives. They only have one chance to be 8 years old or 10 years old or 12 years old. And we have got to make sure that parents and families have that option of kids being back in person. We know they can do it safely. Okay.
That was Betsy DeVos, of course, the education secretary, on talking about why we need to get kids back in school. Sam Page, who came out yesterday and recommended that all schools go on start the year virtually. You do know he was endorsed by the NEA about the same time he did that, in case you are into looking for coincidences. So, again, you hear me talk about this, a very important election coming up next Tuesday. That is in, today is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Don't forget to vote. Trying to help people here so they don't think it's a week from Tuesday. There's no excuse not to go vote. If you can go to Home Depot and you can go have a beer at a bar, you can go vote. You can go to a protest, you can go vote. Whatever it is you've been outside doing, you can go vote. So people need to go. I've got a voter's guide up for you. Mark Cox page there on Facebook, the Mark Cox Show on Facebook, or 971talk.com/Cox. Download the voter guide. It's important stuff. You can find your local ballot. Right now, I want to welcome in Brandon Wilkinson. He's running in that primary next Tuesday against Blaine Lutkemeyer out in the 3rd Congressional District, and asked to get back on the air this morning to talk about that. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome back. You know, you heard this whole debate over, you know, kids getting back to school and what's been going on with the economy. If you were the congressman from the 3rd Congressional District, how would you be handling all this?
First, I wouldn't be hiding out in my office. I would be out in the front lines talking about the problems. And I want to be clear, I'm not trashed Blaine one bit. I have ran my campaign about why I'm good and why I want you to vote for me, and that's what I want. And I haven't trashed or slung mud on anyone. But there are times where questions come up where I will point out what's going on. And what's going on is we haven't heard anything from Blaine, really. You know, myself, my opinion on this is that schools should be open. Now, I don't think the kids should be forced to go back because every household is different. Some homes have people that are high risk. Some homes do not. So I think there should be an option for remote learning, but there should also be the option where parents can send their kids to school. The facts are out. The science is out. The numbers are out. We know that this is very, very low risk for children.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a good common sense approach to it. And in fact, in the state of Missouri, some rural school districts have been offering virtual learning options for a while now. We seemed completely unprepared when this happened in the spring. So I agree with you. Parents need to be making that decision for their kids, not the superintendent making a blanket decision for everyone, which we're seeing over here. I mean, I don't know what's going on in your hometown, but over here in St. Louis County, we've got the county executive calling for shutting everything down and doing it all virtually. And it's really not taking into consideration that parents make decisions for their kids every day.
Yeah, I think that, you know, with a lot of things that government rules on or injects itself into, they have no right to. It's up to the families, you know, so, whatever the family feels is right is what they should be able to choose.
Yeah, Brandon Wilkinson with me this morning, candidate in the primary in the 3rd Congressional District. You know, the debate in Washington right now, here we go again. We're $23 trillion in debt. The debate in Washington is how many more trillions should we give away? The Democrats want to give away $3 trillion. The Republicans, conservatives that they are, only want to give away $1 trillion. What would Brandon do if he was in Congress right now?
Well, first, I have to correct something for you. We're actually $26.6 trillion in debt right now.
Sorry, 26.58.
You know, but still, big number. Well, you know, we same thing again from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. You know, they're trying to leverage this pandemic to push their progressive agenda. They don't have the numbers. So the Democrats know that. So they're trying to leverage the vote Republicans need to force their agenda down our throats, just like they did with the CARES Act. I read the entire thing and it was nonsense. Now, as far as this goes, in general, I'm not for government giving out our tax dollars to people, you know, but here's the thing. This is not socialism. Government caused the problem. Okay. They told you, you can't work. You're not essential. Your business needs shut down because it's not essential. Now, government, to make a comparison, that's like if someone drove through the front of your house. They're liable for damages. They don't just get to drive through your house and say, all right, hey, deal with it. No. Well, the government just drove a truck through our houses. So they do need to take care of things. Now, no one should be making more money on unemployment than they make working, period. You incentivize staying home and not finding a job whenever you do that. So I think we need responsible budgeting. This is one of my big platform issues, is we need to have a balanced budget amendment. We need responsible spending. We cannot continue down this path. We spent $574 billion in interest alone on our debt for fiscal year 2019. But here's the thing. We're in a situation right now that the government caused a problem. I'm not for government running us in debt, but this is a situation where I do actually support them doing some things and spending our tax dollars. We will go further in debt, but they've destroyed our country. They've destroyed one third of private businesses. There are people that are losing homes and vehicles and things like that, and that's not speculative. I'm running for Congress. I speak to tens of thousands of people. I have sat there and had people crying to me, looking me in the face, how they're losing their business or they're going under. Now they're scared they're going to lose their house. I've seen it firsthand. Government caused the problem, and this is the problem with what's going on. Essentially, God, I hate to say this, but government is the only one that can fix this right now to save these people.
Brandon Wilkinson, I tell you what, tell people how they can get a hold of you and find out more about your campaign between now and Tuesday.
Okay, so you can find my website, which is www.brandon4missouri.com. You can find me on Facebook. I'm very active. My Facebook page is Brandon Wilkinson for U.S. Congress. If you want to donate, it is not too late. We use very efficient ads. You can text Brandon to 22525. And all the way up until Monday, if you donate digitally, we will be able to use that money. It's only Tuesday comes along. If you donate, it won't hit the account quick enough for us to put more ads out.
Brandon, listen.
Mark, thanks for having me on.
Good luck on Tuesday. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a great day, okay?
Yep, take care of yourself. We appreciate that. All right, quick break here. Still doing our small business showcase, trying to help businesses out. That's coming up. J.J. Carafano and Grover Norquist on Amendment 2 in the next hour.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Get more at 97.1talk.com.